We're holding Be'ez Hashem. We're holding in the middle of Shvat. The Targum Sheni in Esther, the Medrash in Esther Gimel says that the time when Haman Arasha made the Goyrel, went to make a Gzeir on Klal Yisrael, so Haman was Mapil Pur, and he put down different lots to work out which Chodesh will be the Chodesh that he could get Klal Yisrael. Says the Targum Sheni, when it came to Chodesh Shvat, Nana Ba'oma Loi, not in Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat has the power of the Ilonois, has the power of the trees. And Memela said, Haman, I can't start with Klal Yisrael during that Chodesh. Loyuchalavi Pironois li Yisrael. And we have to understand, why is it the tree, why is it the koyach of the tree in our Chodesh of Shvat, why is it that is going to be a schus for Klal Yisrael? Why is the Chodesh of Shvat connected to the tree? And why is it that the Ilon has that power? Why is it that the Ilon has that power to be such a schus for Klal Yisrael? We find, if we look in the Torah, we find the tree plays a very, very big place in the Torah and in life in general. Why? So let's try and understand this a bit deeper. If you look at graphology, if you look at the chokhmah of graphology in the world, graphology will take the human's power of drawing, power of tziur, and it will see from the way a person draws a picture, they will see the inner emotion, they'll see the inner depth of that person. Now, the big graphologists will normally tell a person to draw three pictures. They'll normally tell them to draw a picture of a house, to draw a picture of the family, and to draw a tree. And the way that they draw the tree, depending on how they shape the trunk and how they draw the branches, will give them a big insight into the depth of that person. But it's not just the graphologists. Chazal tell us, the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Ha'odom Eitz HaSodeh, man is compared to a tree. Eitz HaSodeh. A tzaddik is compared to a tree. Tzaddik Atoma Yifroch. We're compared to a tree. We have to understand what's the depth of the tree's comparison to man. We find Chazal tell us this Gemara is used widely. Ilon, Ilon, v'mo'a v'rechecho. A person's compared to a tree, and the peiros are compared to the fruit of the tree. We find that connection. So let's try and understand. Hopefully, by understanding what we'll use the tree for, we'll come back to understand the secret of the tree. What do we use trees for? Primarily, what is a tree used for? So the Gemara Baba Basra tells us something very interesting. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was Atziah Marocha. We would cut the wood for the Marocha. Says the Gemara Baba Basra, Kuf Chof Aleph from the Beis, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Agod Elohimet, when it came to Chamisha Osa Ba'av, Toshash Koicha Shal Chama V'loya Yukoisim Eitzim LaMaroch. In the 15th of Av, Tu Ba'av, they stopped cutting the wood for the Marocha. Asks the Marsha, they stopped cutting the wood from the trees on the 15th of Av. But when did they start cutting the wood for the trees? Says the Marsha, from Tu B'Shvat. In this Chodesh of Shvat, says the Marsha, that's when they started to cut the trees. Now why? Explain the Mefarshim that Rashi in the Gemara says that there was a special tilas, a worm, that would come into the bark of the tree during that time. And that worm would come into the bark of the tree and ruin the tree. And the Eitzim Ramarocha, we couldn't have Eitzim in the Beis HaMikdash that had worms in them. Therefore, we stopped cutting them at that time. The question is very simple. If we look at the trees now, in the middle of Shavat, in the middle of a wet winter, there's more chances of them being worms in the trees now than in bang in the middle of the summer. In the middle of the summer, middle of Av, it's a lot hotter than now. So if we're worried about worms in the middle of summer, we should worry about worms a lot more now in the middle of winter. And the Marsha says that now in Shvat, this is the time that they started to cut the woods from the trees for the Maruch. So let me explain you Moedig Yesoid. And this Yesoid will give us an understanding, a springboard understanding the secret of the tree. Says Reb Chizkiya Meshkovsky, says as follows. He says it's true that in the middle of summer it's hotter than the middle of winter, in the middle of Shvat, it's cold, it's damp. He says, but the middle of Shvat, we could maybe say we've seen it in the weather here, we can clarify. He says, in the middle of Shvat, it's still cold, but it's starting to get a little bit warmer. Says the Mefarshim. In the middle of the summer, it's very hot, but it's starting, the heat of the summer, in the middle of Av, is starting to dip a little bit. The beginning, the start, has the power to either bring the worms into the tree or push them away. The worm, the telas, that came into the tree was focusing on the change, on the beginning of the new process. There's a new process now where there's the winter, the summer's starting to shed its roots. When the winter is starting to shed its roots, that's the beginning. The beginning is the keveah of a tree. The secret of the success of a tree is how you plant it. You ask the agricultural experts, they'll tell you, if it hasn't been planted right, you won't succeed. I saw this b'chush, that the secret of the tree is in the planting. Just soon after we came to Manchester, so I went to visit someone, and in their house they had a tree. They had a tree in their dining room. And I spoke to them, I said to them, what tree is it? They told us it's a tangerine tree. I said, how old is the tree? They said, this tree is 13 years old. I said, unbelievable. I said, how is a 13-year-old tree still fit in your dining room? I mean, it was hitting the roof a bit, but I said, tell me, how many tangerines have you had from this tree? So she says, one. I said, one tangerine in 13 years? She said, yeah. She says, it was interesting. She says, my son was sitting having lunch one day at home, and he had a tangerine. And he was putting the last sediment into his mouth, and he took out the pip, and he was playing with the pip, and he peeled off the outer layer of the pip. And then he decided he's going to plant it. So he planted it. He planted it, and it grew into this tree. She says, but because he had taken away the outer layer of the pip, it was already, the beginning of that tree was already on the left foot. It was missing that part of its grounding, and it grew into a tree, but it didn't bring as much fruit as it could have because the beginning was missing what it could have had. The power of the tree depends on its beginning. Ha'odam Itzasodeh, this is the first dimension of the man compared to a tree, is the fact that the beginning of the tree is the secret of the tree. The start, Ha'ascholah. And that's why when they cut the Itzem Arocha, when it started getting colder, that's when the worms came. When it started getting hotter, the worms go away, even though it's a hotter time of year. Now, we've all heard of Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya, says the Gemara Chagiga, he went off the derech, so to speak, after a successful life in Torah, and he got the title Achir. He was no longer called Elisha ben Avuya, he was called Achir. Says the Mishnah in Ovos, Perek Beis, Elisha ben Avuya Oimer, Haloimed Yeled L'mahu Doimer. You teach a child what they're compared to. L'dioi Kesuva Al Nir Chodesh. It's like ink on a fresh piece of paper. Ask the Satmaro of the Divirayel, I don't understand. He says, Elisha ben Avuya was changed his name to Acher. So why is the Mishnah referring to him as Elisha ben Avuya? We should change it and he should be referred to Acher. Why is he called Elisha ben Avuya? Azoy Freik, the Satmarov and Divirayel, in Parshas Chayesar. Says the Satmarov with his Bekiyas and Niflo, he says in the Yerushalmi Chagiga says that we have a memra from Rabbi Akiva, famous memra. The memra is Toiv Achris Dovor Mireishisa. That means, if you wanted the explanation, it is the Achris Dovor, the end product, is good when the beginning was good. If you use good potatoes for your kegel, then your chances are you'll have a good kegel. If you plant the tree well, you'll have a healthy tree. If the start is good, then the Achris Dovor will be good. Says the Samarov, Elisha ben Avuya, Chazal tell us that because the beginning of his life, there was missing a certain level of Shlemus, that's why Elisha ben Avuya turned out the way he was. Says the Samarov, if Elisha ben Avuya is the symbol of someone that the beginning of his life wasn't the way it should be, and that's why the end of his life, he lost his focus, so that's why the Mishnah especially mentions Elisha ben Avuya by name. Because what's Elisha ben Avuya's memra? He says, you teach a child, it's like a fresh piece of paper with fresh ink. So that's what his message is. Says Samarov, we need to mention Elisha ben Avuya's name, because Elisha ben Avuya, he is that symbol of Toiv Achris Dovor Mireishisa. We want to mention his name. We want to show you Elisha ben Avuya, he's the one that's our example of someone that the beginning wasn't focused the way it could have been. And on this line, the Mishnah, there's another Mishnah which is fascinating. The Mishnah, another Mishnah period base, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. And the Mishnah goes through all the 5 Talmidim and all of their qualities. Gives them each a compliment. His Talmidim were a blessed, Ben Hurkanas, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, Rabbi Yisiyakoyen, and the Mishnah goes through Shvachon. It's a beautiful thing to do. And then he goes through the Shvach of each one of those Talmidim. Now the problem is, when he gets to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, let's think. He gives him a compliment. You know what his compliment is? Ashri Yeladatoy. Your mother was amazing. What's that got to do with him? If I want to give someone a compliment, I'll give him a compliment on something about him. Telling him, Ashri Yeladatoy, your mother's amazing. She was amazing, I'm sure, to have such a son. Why is that compliment to him? So let me show you a fascinating idea. The Rishalman Yevamah says, Perik Aleph Isvov, that the mother of Elisha, of Yehoshua ben Hananya, when he was a child, she would take him in his crib to the Beis HaMedrash. So his ears should hear Torah. Now we understand the shvach of him. His quality is because of his mother. The shvach that he had, he was only became who he came because his mother took him at the beginning of his life to become he who he was. You know, I'll never forget, my grandfather, Mr. Homburger, Zecheinu Levracha, was nifted last week. I remember when we were waiting for our first son, so he brought us a little book, a little leaflet, a small book, of Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch. He says, this is the essay that Rabbi Hirsch wrote on Chinuch. And I looked at him, I said, the baby's not even born yet. You know what I mean? I know you're a Yekker. I know the Yekkers are planning in advance. He was very meticulous, being on early for davening, and he was a very, very quality person. And you want to give me an article on chinuch before my child's even born? And then I see the title, that a child's chinuch is already right at the beginning, not just when he's a teenager, not just when he's learning aleph beis. No. The chinuch of a child is right at the beginning, and this is what we're discussing here now. The secret of the tree, which the man is compared to the tree. And that's really why the Targum Yonison says that when you bench a child, Simcha Lekim Kefraim V'Chemenashe, says, V'yeyma D'mahulta, right at the beginning, on his bris, when he gets his neshama, his new chelik of his neshama, when he has the bris, that's when you want to bench him. We want to bench, we want to take the power of the start, of the beginning, in order to let the tree become the tree that it can become. So we've understood one aspect of a tree. We've spoken so far that Shvat is the power of the tree. Homon couldn't make a gzeir on Klal Yisrael in Shvat Because they had the power of the tree. Now the Ilon, we've understood so far, the beginning is the secret of success. Man is compared to the tree. But I'd like to go a little bit deeper. We know, Reb Tzadok always tells us, that whenever we want to understand the concept, you look for the first time, it's brought in the Torah, and normally the secret lies there. Where do we find the first tree in the Torah? Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas was the first tree we had. Mikol Eitz Hagom Toichal. Oh, but from the Eitz Hadas, don't eat. What happened by the first tree? Adam and Chava, the end of the day, they lost their focus, and they on their level, they were impatient. They couldn't, wait, there was one tree they couldn't eat from, and that was the tree? That was the reason we're here today. Das Tvunas right. The Ramchal writes that the Tachlis Abriya should have happened in those first 7 days. Because of the chait of Adam and Chava, we are here today and we have to have a shlemus in the world for the next 6,000 years. Because of the chait of the Eitz Hadas. The first tree is showing us that the tree is the symbol, the opportunity of having patience. Patience is something, savlonas, which is something which the whole process of the tree embodies. We look. What Klal Yisrael told when they come into Eretz Yisrael? The first thing, it says in Pasuk, Yisavoyo la'aretz, unatatem kol eitz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, unatatem kol eitz machel, and yishtab orla, for the first 3 years, Torah tells us, in Klal Yisrael, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, plant trees. I ask you a question. We know that there's plenty of trees in Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim already in Eretz Yisrael brought the most amazing fruit. No. You have to come to Israel, you have to plant trees. What are you plant trees for? Why are you bringing a colt to Newcastle? Eretz Yisrael had the most Zavas Cholav Advash, the most amazing trees. Why are we told that Kisavayo La'aret plant trees? You know why? Because the tree, what do we have in the tree? Arla, the first 3 years, you have an amazing tree. Wait, don't eat it yet. Wait, 3 years, prepare your tree. When it's ready, then you can start eating a tree. Again, we find synonymous connected to the tree, the middah of Savlonas, the middah of patience. Because really, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to rectify the chait of Adam Arishon. I heard once a beautiful idea from a chaver, Rabbi Yitzi Stefanski, got written here. He says, the chait of Adam Arishon, what came from there? That a woman had to have childbirth. Etzev tel dibonim. Azeh sapech atich alechem. Yeah, what are those things? A baby, a child, it used to be 9 months. The child was born by Yisayim, the beginning of the Bria. Now, the Rebbeinu made the 9 months, the whole process. Doesn't happen straight away. Patience. You're going to have a child, you wait 9 months, you're going to get there. A tree also. The process of a tree, how do you make bread? There's all the stages that come to bread, from planting to all the different stages. Again, it's showing us that life is a process. We don't rush life, even though we're in the most rushed world there ever was. We have no time, but we have the most quickest processes we can have. We're the generation of fast food, of fast connection. Everything's quick, instant money, everything. But be'etzem, the tachlis of the tree is to show us the opposite. You know, in the world, if I take out anything from my pocket, I drop it. The laws of gravity will tell me that it's going to fall and smash to the ground. What does the tree do? The tree is the message of the exact opposite. The tree is from the only thing in the Bria which is going against gravity. Water is always falling down. Anything is falling down. A tree is going up, is raising up, is always focusing upwards. If you drive in the mountains and the Alps, I remember it always hitting me. When you drove in the Alps, in the Swiss Alps, the French Alps, and you're there walking the side of the tree, and sometimes the goodness of them to manage to grow vineyards on the side of an angle, and the Swiss, the way that they'll grow them, they're completely straight, even on the side of a mountain, I don't know how. And there's thousands and thousands of miles of these vineyards, and they're straight, and they're all going up. And have you ever driven? You've seen loads of trees on the side of a mountain. Why doesn't the tree grow on an angle? If the mountain's on an angle, and if my back garden, my trees don't grow on a slant, they're growing straight up. The land's flat, the ground is flat, so they'll grow straight. No. You look at all the mountains, the trees are always facing upwards. They're going against the laws of gravity. They're going straight to Shemayim. The tree is the symbol of something which is focused upwards, which is going against the norm, or going against gravity. And really, the reason that the whole world asks the question, why is this month so connected to the trees when the trees look the most dead? Everybody asks that question. All the trees are dead. Why are we focusing on the tree the whole way through the month of Shvat? Whether it's the beginning of Shvat, whether the middle of Shvat. The answer is because that's exactly the message we're discussing today. The whole secret of the tree is the process. The sap of the tree is coming up slowly up the tree. There's a process. You may not see the full tree now, but it's going there. It's building up. That's the secret of life. Bit by bit, we have a process. You know, Esav was the opposite of patience. Esav was also. He was ready-made. He didn't have patience for anything. What did he ask for? He asks for the lentils. If you go, it's a beautiful thing to do. If you ever want to do something with your children or grandchildren, you buy a packet of red lentils and you cook them up, you'll see they won't stay red for long. Because lentils don't stay that color. Esav, we all know, wanted the red lentils. He was impatient. Red is the color of impatience. If you look in the research, if you ever want to make a restaurant, you'll see one of the tips they'll give you is the color red is the color of impatience. It's not just when you go bullfighting in Spain and you put up a red thing, it makes the bull impatient. Red is the color of impatience. Could be, that's the reason that Coca-Cola is red. I haven't really had time to research it, but from what I've understood, the Chochmei HaTeva will tell you, the color red is the color of impatience. And we see it clearly in the Torah by Adam. And our avodah is to emulate the power of the tree, which is the exact opposite of that, of patience. You know, we find by the Beis Hamikdash, by the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was built, it's the most fascinating thing. The Medrash tells us, the Be'er Yosef Bashas Pekudei brings down a fascinating Medrash, that it was built 3 months, we all know from Chazal, the Mishkan was ready 3 months early. Amazing! It's ready 3 months early. Ask the Be'er Yosef, if it was ready 3 months early, then why, what do we don't wait around. Chaparayim, build the Mishkan already. No, Moshe said, wait for 3 months. And he brings the Kuzari. The Kuzari says the most fascinating thing. Says the Kuzari that what happened by the Mishkan? The Mishkan is there to rectify the Cheta Egel. What happened by the Egel? Moshe Rabbeinu, they made a chesbon of the days, says the Kuzari, they made a chesbon of the days, and 6 hours was out, Moshe was, no, we're impatient, we already need a leader, we can't wait around. The whole Cheta Egel came again from this problem of being impatient. Says the Be'er Yosef, Miroi Pachzusom, also Egel, brings from the Kuzari, because they were Pachas, Kamayim, as we're going to see by Reuben in a second, they were missing that letter, that the middle of patience, therefore, they had the Cheta Egel. Comes along the Mishkan, the Rebbe says, 1 second, you got a Mishkan ready, wait. Wait until the right time. We, in the world, we have so much Kehri Tzimyodi, we're looking to rush situations, we're looking to rush Matzovim. I remember the years I was in Shidduchim, from the age of 20, 20 and a half, I was in Shidduchim already. I was the oldest son of the family, and I was in Shidduchim, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. And the Rebbe told me the lesson of patience, don't rush, there's no rush. Everything at the right time is not going to help to rush things. But we're in such a world, we have so much opportunity of doing things instantly, that we seem to think I'm in control. The emesis, we're not. You know, Reuven was the one that rushed again. What did Reuven do? Pachas Kamayim. Says Yaakov to his son Reuven, Pachas Kamayim al Toisa. You rushed, you were Pachas. Explained in a tziv, fascinating. He says, you know, there are many substances. You know, we all compare to flow like a river. He says, if you make a hole, pachas kamayim, why compare to water? I could compare him to many things. You rush yourself like blood rushes through a person's body. You rush yourself like wine flowing from a barrel. Says the Netziv, fascinating. He says, water flows much quicker than any other substance. If you have a hole, water will fill through the hole. It's a much, much more of a smaller density. He says, pachas kamayim, you rushed yourself. You shouldn't have rushed. Rushing, the opposite of savlonas is the epitome of disaster. I'll never forget our beloved Rav Osher Zichar Tzadik Livracha, who we've missed. I can say we miss him daily. I remember talking once to Rav Osher, and we're talking about the idea of patience. Rav Osher says, you know, that he heard once from somebody, he said, that a fascinating idea to teach ourselves how to deal with patience. He says, you know, the person that normally is struggling is with a credit card. You know, credit card, you have your credit card, you don't have money, you do have money, you just spend it, and then suddenly if you wake up and realize, where am I spending the money? He says, Rabashi said, he heard once a Givaldic idea. He said, take your credit card. He says, find yourself an old tin, an old tin of pickles. He says, put the credit card inside, fill it with water, put it in the freezer. I was looking at Rabashi as if he was falling off the moon. I said, Reb, what? He says, listen, He said, you take the credit card, fill up your pickle tin with water, and put it inside, put it in the freezer. Now you have your credit card in the freezer, you know where it is. It's in a block of ice in the tin. He says, now you want to spend. You want to spend it on something, and you really don't have the money for it, but you got a credit card. But you can't use your credit card. You have to wait for it to defrost. And he said, even if you want to put it in the microwave to defrost, you can't put your metal tin of pickles in the microwave. So you're stuck. He says, you're going to have to wait for your for it to defrost. He said, by the time that that the ice block has defrosted, you realize you didn't need to spend that money. He said, the secret of success is a person realizing that life is a process. We've all heard of Rothschild, family Rothschild. There's a fascinating idea that Chacham Tzvi says. The Chacham Tzvi said over that he lived, the Chacham Tzvi lived in the grandfather's house of Rothschild. Family Rothschild, the famous rich family Rothschild, Chacham Tzvi lived, he lodged in their home. And he was already then a tremendous Talmud Chochem. And he would come back late at night, and sometimes it would be agitating for the Balabayas where he stayed, the Chacham Tzvi stayed, that he came in late, and once he lost his patience. He didn't have the patience he could have had maybe. And he said a sentence or two, which wasn't the derech kovod to the Chacham Tzvi. Soon afterwards, they called the Chacham Tzvi to become the Av Bezdin of the Kehillah where he served at the beginning of his life. And before he left, he says to this man, he says, that b'schus that you hosted me all the years, you'll be zeicher to tremendous riches. He said, if you would have had more patience for me when I was here, you would have been zeicher to have children who are tamid chachomim v'flogim. He says, I'm not going to everything you did for me, and you're going to be zeicher to be rich, and you'll be remembered for generations for the riches that you had. He says, but if you would have had the higher level, you would have been zeicher to bonim tamid chachomim v'flogim. The Rabbein Sholem's midah is mikel kamoicha, says the Talmud of Torah in Perek Aleph, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Sovel Elboy, the Rabbeinu Shalom is patient, the Rabbeinu Shalom is waiting for us. He is the epitome of patience. That is the power of the tree. That's Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh. We are emulating the tree. The tree is messages us the same way Odom made a mistake in the tree. Our opportunity is to emulate the tree. Learn from the tree that there's stages. In life, it's about stages. Life's about patience, working through every stage. The Rebbeinu Shalom's got a time for everything. Not a minute earlier, not a minute later. I remember one of my friends was walking with the Rabbi Shar Eli, Zayin Gesund, home from Yeshiva Smir to Sanhedrin Mochevet. And you know when you get to the traffic lights and it's just turning orange as you get there? And Rabbi Shar said, you know, you thought you could have sneaked across the road. Rabbi Shar said to him, oh, we're early for the next traffic light. We're early for the next traffic light. We should be zeichetak to emulate the power of the tree. To have the power of the tree, the rishis, the haschola, the beginning of the tree. We should emulate the power of the tree, which shows us the middle of savlonos, of patience. We should be able to rectify the middle. Adam and Chava, they rushed eating from the tree when they shouldn't have. To emulate the middle of patience opposite to Reuven, who was pachas kamayim. We should be zeicher to take those koichas, bring them into our homes, and we should be zeicher to ilon ilon b'mo'av erechecho, shiyu p'risechem sukin, tzocher. Hey,